Welcome to Improv Vision,
a podcast where we combine our love for TV with our love of improv.
We're your hosts, Rich
and Carrie.
And now, back to our regularly scheduled program. And welcome once again to the Improv Vision podcast.
What voice was that?
I don't know.
It was kind of low-key quiet.
I actually had this thought of ASMR while I was, just before I started, and I was thinking about, welcome back.
And then you have to go.
That's right. Scratch the. Oh, shoot. Hope I didn't mess up my thing. Nope, still there. Anyway. We are back once again.
We're back.
Plenty to talk about. I still haven't watched, although my wife gives me some running reports of 90 Day Fiancé and just
happily
the craziness.
Happily Ever After.
Happily Ever After.
Me too. I have a podcast that I listen to, which you might want to listen to. And so I feel like I don't even have to watch it because you can visualize exactly what they're talking about and they go through every bit of it. So I get the story.
What my wife was talking about is Emily and Kobe.
Oh, yes.
And how they're in, where are they? Where's he from?
In a country.
I want to say macaroon, but
something like that.
Is that a cookie?
No, but yeah.
But how she just can't help but be the bitchy, controlling person.
She's an American woman.
Yeah.
And they are not American men.
Right.
Used to being.
And it's an issue. And he asked her, I said, please just keep it
just
low-key.
On the down. Yeah, exactly.
And my wife was talking about that. And I told her that you and I have had this conversation about how we feel that to a degree, I think producers are encouraging this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Emily, you go tell
you
Kobe
tell
what you think.
Tell him your piece. You don't, just because you're here, you don't.
Right.
Not be the proud American woman you are.
My wife was saying that I don't really think they're doing that. I said, no.
Oh,
but that's how they know where their bread is buttered.
Oh,
they know, you know.
I listened to a gal on TikTok. Do you remember Stephanie? Stephanie, who was gay and went to Australia.
Yes, right.
Uh-huh. And had all these issues and stuff.
Yeah.
So she's a TikToker.
Was she gay? I cannot figure that out.
Well, she met a woman.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
But
then, like,
she,
I think she was with, maybe she was bi. I don't know.
I don't know, anyway.
Fluid, it's all
she's
fluid.
She's a heavy TikTok influencer now, and I keep running across her.
Yeah.
And she talks about how produced it is.
Oh, okay.
And how, like, no, it is very produced.
Sure, yeah.
And
right.
So, yeah, they definitely.
Well, we just talk about the things that make absolutely no sense.
No sense,
you know,
yeah.
Like the gay couple who moved to Mexico. And how, like, he didn't learn a lick of Spanish before going. It's like, come on, who is that dumb that I'm going to move to a foreign country, but I'm not going to bother to learn a single fucking word?
Well, Mahmoud doesn't know how to speak English.
Yeah, that's the other couple that.
She went off. She went crazy.
Yeah, right. Her friends were over.
Yes,
and
they woke him up at 1 o'clock in the morning. All the girls wanted to hug him. Oh, so nice to meet you.
Uh-huh.
You don't do that.
Yeah,
no.
Right, yeah.
It was crazy. Evidently, Mahmoud sleeps in his street clothes.
Oh, okay.
So
didn't she buy him pajamas?
That
was the big thing.
That's
the beginning of the season.
He's sleeping in your street clothes. So he was, and then they all want to do shots, and you know, she's just going too far.
Yeah.
She's really trolling
right.
him.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
He's got to be leaving within a week back home. I swear to God.
Yeah. They're a couple that I think they're going to take turns moving to each other's country
exactly.
and being miserable for a while and then going back.
So yeah, via the podcast, 90 Day Cray Cray, you get a full rundown on every single. And so in my mind, I'm watching it because I can see it. You can see it happening. You don't have to watch it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, hello, honey. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Did you have a donut already?
I cannot eat that. It's so processed.
Okay, I'll eat yours.
Yeah, thank you for that. Listen, I have been in America here for a few months now.
I know, and I don't think you've worked hard enough.
No, I am fucking
acclimating.
Miserable. Excuse me, language, but I am miserable right now.
Oh.
I have been completely miserable for going on 4 months now.
Well, you know I love you, and I just want you to be happy.
Thank you. So I think, according to the schedule that we made when we first came together, I have reached my end point to
I
will
now
move.
Let me look it up on my phone. Let me see. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So I will be moving back to Egypt.
Okay.
And then we will not talk for a little while.
Right.
And then you will feel bad.
Because I will be angry.
Yes, you will be very angry.
Then I will feel bad for being angry, my love. You'll feel bad for
angry. And then you will come. It is now your turn again.
Of course,
to move to Egypt.
Yes. Because I'm looking forward to putting on my full-length bathing suit again.
Right, yes. And I'm sure that you will not have any of the issues that you have had before.
I'll be a good Muslim wife.
You know, I know we haven't actually worked any of these issues out.
No, we have not.
But I think it'll be completely different.
I think if I come back there, I'll be more ready to accept the unacceptable.
Right, right. And, you know, even though I have a huge, huge problem with you burying your ankles and
I know.
I think you should just...
But do you like my dress with the cutout sides?
No. Okay. No, not at all.
Okay, it's so un-American. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just bring it with you, though, so that when you are there, we can test... Our love.
Okay. See. Now, wait. Let me look on my calendar. How long does that last for?
Usually
that's
about...
a little over 3 months.
3 months, yes. And then then I will become an asshole, as you say.
And I will leave.
And you will leave. And then we will not talk.
Yes.
And then I will feel bad.
And then you will feel bad, too.
And because, you know, we have this pending visa...
Yes.
I will come back to America.
You will come back.
It'll be great.
And we'll go down the Santa Monica Pier again.
And then all the issues that we had in Cairo, in Egypt, we will not have anymore.
We won't have those
issues.
Because
you're in America.
Yes, we'll have donuts again.
Oh, not the donuts. Oh, yes, of course. Yes, we'll have the donuts. Yes. It will be great.
Yes.
Love you, honey.
Oh, my love.
It's really, like, it's astounding to me. Just the notion, like, you think that all the problems you have in a different environment are not going to be the exact same problem.
It's so fun. It's so fun. But again, I will send you a link to 90 Day Cray Cray. Shout out to 90 Day Cray Cray.
Yes, yes.
And then you can just peruse it as you want and kind of visualize. You can see them.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump over to our regularly scheduled program.
Yes.
Let's do Amazing Rape.
Okay.
Hello, Tori. Amazing Race, season 35, no, season 36, episode
I'm so glad number you keep five. Track of this.
I even started keeping track. I have all the eliminated people in order.
Oh, good. I know. I saw that. There, I was very impressed.
This is post the Double Dutch people, Michelle and Sean.
Yes.
Eliminated in fourth place. Or the fourth team eliminated, I mean. We are starting off, again, they have started, like, do you notice this? They've eliminated the planes.
Yes.
Like, you don't see the planes.
You don't see them running to the airport. Mm-hmm. You don't see any, because I think they figured out that the charter flight is the way to go. Or the group booking flight instead of 20 hours of people running around airports.
Right. Yes. So they start off in Santiago, Chile, and they're leaving in groups.
Right.
The first group are Ricky and Cesar and Amber and Vinny.
Amber and Vinny, okay.
This is the thing. And this is one of those notions of, like, not realizing the history that's right in front of you.
Oh.
So they talk about, you know, Phil's like, oh, look for Marilyn Monroe's Thunderbird.
They have no idea why.
And nobody gives two shits.
Same as Elizabeth and Richard Burton going under the bridge. Oh, right, they're like, what? We don't know. That was in 1962, God's sake.
Yeah, but I mean, beautiful car. But all they're just madly looking for the shot. 90% of the teams didn't even look at the car.
And the guy is so proud to be standing there.
I know. It's like, oh, look at the car. Yeah. Where's our clue?
Yeah, clue.
I think that particular setup fell a little flat.
It sure did. Because,
They were at Argomedo. I wrote all the names down. I even paused it so that I could. Argomedo Performance Garage. Then they got the clue. Then group two, which was Danny and Angie, Rod, Leticia, Juan, and Shane.
Right.
Apparently, Danny went to school in Santiago. He doesn't strike me as a
I know.
World traveler.
I know. And I didn't understand what reason was he in Chile.
It was a Pokemon
school.
Tournament, I'm sure. Sure. Something like that.
Him and his mom are pretty cool. I like them. I would like them to win after the gay boys.
Mm.
I like my gay boys best.
They're a surprising couple that is doing better than what I probably originally
thought
they would.
Totally. You always expect the old lady and the old man to head out first, which old man did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dad went home, but she's hanging.
Yeah.
She is hanging.
I'm always surprised when you have, like, they start off in groups, and the first two groups get to their cars just fine. The third group,
can't find the marked cars. They're running up and down running the street.
Because I don't know if they're looking for a 10 by 10 foot flag or something.
I don't know.
Like,
it's usually a little flag in the window and like that. No. It's always amusing to me when they run across something in the wild out there that's the same look, that yellow in your head.
I know.
And then they're like, do you have a clue? Do you have a clue for me? And the local's like, I don't know, man. Just leave me alone.
Americans.
Right, yeah. So group three is Derek and Shalisa, Sunny and Busy, Yvonne and Melissa, and Kishori and Karishma.
Yeah.
So then the next place they go after everyone doesn't look at the Thunderbird is Skate Park Parque Araucano. to get their next clue, so they have to go there and put together a skateboard.
And I think Karishma and Kishori picked the wrong one. She thought they were just going to have to skateboard.
Oh, right.
And she's like, yeah, I can do that. No, she has no mechanical ability whatsoever.
Oh, the other thing, and I even wrote this down in my notes, and I originally put number one rule of Amazing Race, but it's actually the number two rule of Amazing Race.
Oh.
Number one rule is learn to swim.
Yes, okay.
Number two rule is learn how to drive a stick shift.
Yes. Number three rule is quit helping other people.
Right. Danny has a problem with
Danny has an issue. Danny runs back to tell somebody how to do something.
Yes, yes.
Going, you're going to be racing to the finish line with them and you're going to lose because they could have been further back than you.
Can I tell you, and I know you love your gay boys, but I'm going to tell you a thing that's actually starting to annoy me a little bit.
What?
Ricky and Cezanne? We are 5 episodes into a show that's probably 13 episodes or
maybe,
so.
Maybe, yeah.
And they have been in Spanish-speaking countries the whole time.
I know.
And this is the episode when I start thinking about it. This is a little unfair. You have these guys
except
who are bilingual.
When they get picked for it, they don't know where they're going. And the people that are casting them probably don't know where they're going.
I guess so, yeah.
Because they're
yeah.
like, we've learned from Survivor.
Right.
These people are on these lists for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so they could have been in, you know, a lot of other places. This just happens to be the season. Plus, I think, is it Juan and
are you talking about
Shane
the Juan
and Juan? Somebody else speaks Spanish pretty
well. I think one of them does, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because the other thing which I'm kind of shocked
about.
They
have the whole cooking thing and he's a chef.
It's almost like they're cutting costs a little bit because they're not moving as much.
That's true.
As you, like, they're this country, this country, this country,
well,
this
okay,
country.
Let's be fair about it. Let's be fair about it. They are in South America.
Well,
South America is a huge continent.
Colombia, Medellin, and now
South America.
Right, yes, yeah.
So
but they went
that's
from
a huge continent. So they're
they
going
start?
From Colombia to Chile to, you know, wherever. So, yeah they are primarily Portuguese, Spanish.
You just don't
speaking.
Want your gay boys to be inhibited in any way from winning
the
race.
But I mean, when they were in like Europe or wherever they were, they stayed around those places, kind of.
Yeah. It is.
They
just,
will cross the ocean at some point.
They will, I know. It is just because I believe they started in Mexico. Like the race started
right,
in Mexico.
And then they went
to Colombia, and now they're in Chile.
Chile.
All Spanish speaking countries.
Right.
So I don't know. This episode was the first episode I was like, huh, this
seems
a little bit
slanted. Are you, nah, these things are not rigged. This is reality.
I totally
reality.
Like, yeah,
this is real life.
Real life.
IRL.
The other thing, and I knew, and this was sort of a tell by Phil when the show, even before the show had aired, they did an interview with him, and he said, I think I told you this, he said something about
skills.
Ricky and Cesar, that they're really skilled at many things.
They are.
And that's the thing that made me know they're going to be in the race for a long time. I don't know if they win.
Yeah,
but
I don't either.
But
they,
yeah.
Well, they've
he commented
done
on that.
Quite well.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah,
I mean, they did the maracas and the getting the money grade.
Oh,
they,
yeah, that
like,
was funny.
They're doing well in whatever they're doing.
Right.
So
yeah,
hey.
Yeah. Blah blah blah. Okay. Yeah. So they're making skateboards.
And that's
teams
tricky.
Are getting lost. Oh, roadblock! Who's feeling bored? Assemble a skateboard to receive your clue.
Right.
And Angie and Danny help Ricky and Caesar.
I know.
No.
Danny and they helped Amber and Vinny.
Oh, Amber and Vinny.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
their team. That's their
Sorry,
alliance.
Sorry, I'm madly typing these
while
I'm watching the show.
That's
yeah.
their alliance, yeah.
The wheel color. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Wheel color was important. Mm-hmm. Rod couldn't find his nut. They made lots of
that
jokes
was
about
so funny.
Rod lost his nut. I could just imagine, and that's the thing, that like you literally, you're out of the race because you lost one little bolt or nut or whatever.
Yeah. No, I know. That's same as the taxi breaking down or the boat not starting. It's like,
right. The other thing which I found amusing was the first person to complete the skateboard was Danny. Of all people.
Totally.
The nerdy guy.
How do you think he got to the library every day? On his freaking skateboard.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Yeah, Danny and his mom are kind of impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing okay.
After that, they go to the detour where it's either perform for pesos or climb for clues.
Oh, and I would have performed in a heartbeat.
Well, it's one of those things you don't know. And apparently it was all you had to do was learn how to hit the thing.
And there lift wasn't, your foot and down.
Because when they initially explained, oh, and by the way, just as a sidebar, Tori, one of our avid listeners, did say that you were correct a couple weeks ago when you said that you can't change.
Right.
Yeah, she said, oh yeah, they said that.
Okay.
And so it's weird that like they just ignored that.
Totally, because everybody did, I guess. Right. The show would have taken all night because everybody would have had to go back.
But back to the perform for pesos. If you had to learn some choreographed thing, then, I could see that all you had to do was learn how to bang the thing.
And lift your foot and put it back down.
Yeah.
And somebody else had to go around and beg. And it was so, who couldn't beg?
Oh, she was Letitia. Like, Rod and
oh,
Letitia.
God, he was getting mad. Just ask for money.
Yeah, I think, and this partly came out of just, she even talked about that she comes from very humble beginnings.
Right.
And I'd imagine, because she is very blessed now, right. And she's married to an NFL player, right. She's probably got a lot of money. And so the notion of asking people right. for money is right. probably just no
I
way.
I think the winning way to do that is not asking for people for money, but being a performance.
Of course, yeah.
You know, right. and just, and that's what the boys were doing. It was total performative and having a ball.
Rod was good. Like, he's banging his drum and all this, and she's like,
yeah, somebody. Okay, never mind.
Just walking along with the hat.
And she's like, and they look at it. Okay, I didn't mean it. No, never mind. Yeah, I was like, oh, you poor thing.
Ricky and Caesar commenting about, you know, needed 2,500. We were well on our way, and then the coins started coming out. It's like, no, we need more than the coins.
Oh God.
Oh gosh, that was funny. Climbing for clues.
Hard.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you're
except
not used
if
to
you
climbing.
Are like Buzzy and
Busy and Sunny and Busy.
Sunny and Busy. They're firefighters, so they probably
right.
do
so
this
that,
on regular.
Yeah.
Or the military boys,
right.
Juan and Shane. Yeah, so they both did it, and they did it fairly quickly.
Right, so that's what I mean. If they know they can climb, mm-hmm. like if you have upper arm strength,
right.
like mom, Danny's mom is not going to be climbing.
Who was it who was terrified of heights?
Karishman Kishori.
Oh, was
Kishori
it? Okay.
And whatever their names are.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, this is the funny thing. The skateboard thing. And this is like entitled young girl. About the skateboarding thing.
Uh-huh.
Karishma. This is the most frustrating thing I've done in my life. Putting a skateboard together
well,
on a reality
to...
TV show.
There you go. Then you've had a blessed life, this little girl.
God, is this right? I put three of the wheels on.
No, still wrong.
No. Oh my God! You're such that you're being mean to me. Why are you being so mean?
Just the rules.
Okay. If I put the fourth wheel on, will you just give me my clue?
Ask for a check when you're ready.
Okay. Oh my God. That's like I've had some I've had a hard life, you know, hard life. Like, but this. It's the worst, most frustrating thing.
You realize you're wasting time talking
Yes, but
to me.
you need to validate my feelings, see? Mm-hmm. And I just feel like you're not hearing me.
You're correct in that.
Yeah, so listen, you skateboard checker, you. I don't need this. I have a better life than this. I can overcome this.
I'm going to take my coffee break now. Are you good for another 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. I'll just keep talking because I just need to... excuse me, can I complain to you? Sorry.
And her cousin's
so
up
entitled.
On the hill going, have a drink of water. I can't help. I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I'm always amused when people say things like that. I'm like, are you
so
are
entitled.
You freaking... kidding me? Really? The most frustrating thing you've ever done in your life?
Worst thing I've ever done in my life. Yeah, I know. It's like, okay.
Ready. Anyway, so we get down to the pit stop where they're going to... Where are they going to? The pit stop. Estacio Mapocho.
Okay.
And in first, once again, Ricky and Cesar.
Yeah.
Cesar. Juan and Shane right behind him, apparently.
Yeah.
Very close.
I know they thought they were going to come in first for one, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then the other team is rolling in. Amber and Vinny in third. Angie and Danny hanging in there in fourth place. Yep. Angie and Danny have to feel pretty good about themselves that they're beating the NFL football player.
Exactly.
Anytime you beat Rod, you're in good shape.
Well, he was never in the band.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. And then it came down to basically Derek and Shalisa versus Kishori and Karishma.
Yeah.
And sadly, our frustrated girls are eliminated from the race.
Well, I bet she freaking knows how to put a skateboard together now, doesn't she? No, she does not.
Right.
She did not learn.
Next on the agenda, Cortaba, Argentina. Another Spanish-speaking... They're just
is
giving
Argentina,
this to the boys.
Wait.
Argentina.
Is that Spanish or Portuguese?
But it's, but I mean,
Brazil is Portuguese.
I think you can get by well enough.
It's tough.
I know. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not perfect,
it's
but
tough.
There are similarities.
Yeah,
there are
similarities,
the
but some words are totally
right,
different.
Yes. And the mega leg.
The mega leg.
Mega leg coming up. Doubled everything.
Everything.
So, yeah.
You're going to be tired.
I was trying to remember, and I guess it's not a double elimination. It's just double. They have to do two roadblocks, two detours, and
yeah.
Whatever.
It's one of those, you're not done yet.
Right, yeah. So, Kishori and Karishma.
That must be so, like, for me, I can imagine, like, puffing my way to the pit stop and going, oh, thank God, I can't walk another step. You're not done yet.
Right.
I would be crushed.
Right. Let's jump over to Survivor. Season 46, episode number 6. This is after Mariah was voted out. Q's little... I didn't catch this earlier, but Q's little group now has a name, which is the Journey 6.
Yes.
The Journey 6.
The Journey 6, because they went on the journey. Get it?
Right. I understand.
It was clever. I took me a minute to figure out how they came up with that.
They just really like the band Journey, so... So you have the tribe, which also has a new... You never hear how they came up with this name. If the tribe named themselves or they just got told.
I don't know. It sounds like they just got told because they already had the flags on them when they showed up in their boats.
Nui Nui. Nui Nui.
Now, what does that mean in Hawaiian? Because I know...
I would say Nu Nu. I don't know.
Well, when you say Mahalo Nui...
Very?
I don't know.
Very?
I don't know.
Anyways, so yes. Night 13... Venus is not good because Soda... Oh, she's sure that Soda wrote her name down. Even though... Oh, God. And Q was so mad at Charlie. Like, this is like... Charlie, why would you... Why in the world would you tell someone
but
that
I
you
think
did?
The thing that bugs me about Q is... And somebody said it now, finally. It's like, Q is not... Charlie said it, probably. Right. Yeah, Charlie. I'm tired of him walking around... coaching everybody on, this is how you play the game. You play it my way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't play it my way, you're playing it wrong. I'm like, shut up.
And this is always the thing of like, you know, when you start to be that person, then everybody wants to get rid of you.
Right. And I want to get rid of him now. But Charlie was kind of, okay, I just have to let you know I voted for you.
Yeah. Why would if you've ever watched this game, why would you do that? Because you just pissed someone off.
Well, it's kind of the same way Danny keeps helping people on Amazing Race.
Right.
It's like, why? It's a race. You don't stop and help somebody.
Yeah. And then, sadly, Ben has a panic attack.
Yeah.
Which
Kenzie
actually
really
was very nice.
Yeah.
It was very sweet, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And we get to day 14, immunity challenge, stand
the pyramid.
On the pyramids in
Do you
the water.
Remember last time?
That
it
was really,
God, that lasted like a minute and a half.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
They touch the pyramid or they fall off, they are eliminated. They put them in two groups.
It's kind of interesting that they had to dump two people really fast.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, wait, we got to get rid of two tonight. Mm-hmm. We're running out of time.
Right. I guess if nobody, because maybe they account for somebody getting injured or something. And
I don't
if it doesn't
know,
happen, then they do a double
it's
elimination.
It's like, okay, we got to do something here.
Right. Yeah. Because there's six episodes in and then double elimination. Groups, two groups of six, and this was an interesting kind of play of it, of like the two groups, the first group completely eliminated goes first, and they're not on the jury.
Right. So, I know, that was kind of...
And there's a, you know, it's funny, I've watched this game for many years.
Have you?
Yes.
We should do a podcast.
Do you know, kind of like you with the 80s, I have a dark period.
Oh, the lost years. Yeah, the lost years.
Because there was, when Survivor first came on... Mm-hmm. I wasn't here. I was in Japan. I was living in Japan at the time.
Yeah.
And so somebody had sent me an episode, or I heard about it. Right. Richard Hatch and
like
all
Survivor.
Of this.
Survivor.
And
I'm what like, is this
okay,
thing
whatever.
This is
weird people on an island and blah, 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 and naked Richard Hatch.
And Richard, boy, he was it. And Sue. Oh, boy, that was it.
Right.
It was wild.
Do you know to this day, even though I know you can watch it on Paramount Plus, I have never watched season one of Survivor.
And it might be fun again. I might have to check that out.
Maybe we should do a podcast. Where
we might
that's
have
what we do.
To just watch season one again. It was different, boy. It was different
because it
wasn't
always...
social media. It wasn't social. We did. There was no such thing as being influencers or being
and they
socially.
Didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
They were just people being people.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, so
anyway.
So back to this, two groups of six.
Yeah.
First group gets coffee, tea, sandwiches, and danishes. And then the second group gets...
Not eliminated.
Weather's turning south very quickly. Broken into two groups. The purple group was Soda, Venus, Liz, Maria, Charlie, and Tevin. And then the orange group was Tim and Ben and Q and Hunter and Kenzie and Tiffany.
Right.
I still felt that this was a mishmash group, but it doesn't really matter.
I was going to say the groups didn't really even matter for anything. It was just pretty much an individual challenge, but if you were in the right group, you got saved.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So whoever makes it the longest overall wins the food for their group.
Right. I cracked up when he was trying to play that damn alphabet game. Nobody, he didn't explain it, first of all, and they didn't get that they were supposed to say that first one
start
first.
Start over again. With A.
So they went through six people going, okay, I guess Baltimore wasn't right. How about Birmingham?
I did also enjoy Jeff's one-liner. In honor of Jelinski, you've been up for several minutes, which means seven.
I thought it was
did
good.
Enjoy that.
That water was calm, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Yeah, he said it's almost like a lake.
Oh,
out there.
It was beautiful.
It's very different
than
the time. So Q and Soda were out very quickly.
Right.
They weren't able to transition. Then Ben went out. Somebody had said something to. Somebody had said something to Q about, and he's like, "My father told me when I'm not in the fight, shut your mouth."
I know. Well, that he said that, and then when they were having their conversation, Q jumps in, and the guy said, "Hey," he said, "keep your mic."
Right. Yeah.
Touché.
So ultimately, it comes down to Tevin versus Maria, and then Maria ends up winning individual immunity and food for her tribe.
Yeah.
Old Siga group, Tim, Ben, Q, Hunter, Kenzie, and Tiffany go first to tribal also. Another game happening.
Q, he jumped off on purpose.
Bullshit.
Bull fucking shit. Q, you did not.
Well, and it's such... It goes against everything he said earlier in the season. Like, remember when him and Jelinski did the thing at the very beginning?
Oh, that's
and he's
right.
Like, I don't... I never quit. I'm not going to
quit. No matter
you tell me you're quitting on purpose.
You did not jump
it's like,
off. You
bullshit,
fell off.
Q.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I think he just felt bad because he got knocked out immediately.
Well, exactly. And so then we go to all the chit-chatting,
the back
and
forth,
talking, and mm-hmm. I couldn't even keep track. It was so much talking.
Oh, yeah. Lots of discussion. And this was an interesting because it broke the vote up. So where only the orange group votes for orange and purple group vote for purple. So it really came down to, are you going to stay tribe strong or something else at play?
Yeah,
so,
well, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Again, Kenzie, not the Q show.
Mm-hmm.
Q's on my radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
And Hunter, he could just be out there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He could just win everything.
So lots of discussion among the orange group. Hunter worried that they're lying to him. They're all talking about who they're going to vote for and who's going to go out. And then Q changing the vote at the last second.
Yeah,
it's just back and forth.
So
right,
hokey,
Hunter, because there was, I guess, a bunch of Yanus in the orange group, and then Hunter's like, I could be your fourth in the
Yanu. I know, yeah, consider me, please. Don't leave
this was
me
one
out.
They talked about how difficult it is to vote because you get to know these people, right. And then Tim ends up getting voted out 4-2.
And I wasn't sad about that. It mm-hmm. was okay with me.
Yeah, Ben and Tim were the ones who voted for Hunter, right. And the other ones were Tim.
Yeah,
voted for Tim. So then we get to second tribal. So Tim not in the jury. We get to the second tribal, which is Soda, Venus, Liz, Maria, Charlie, and Tevin. Charlie's worried about that he's at risk. Yeah. Absolute, total, 100% blindside.
Exactly.
Soda had no 100%.
Idea. And I give kudos to Soda for taking it like a woman and yeah. appreciating it for the game that it is.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't like, how could they do that to me?
Right, yeah.
No, she's like, okay.
Yep, they completely blindsided her.
Yeah.
And again, the other thing, which is Liz drives me nuts because she says the dumbest things.
She like sure saying, does.
Oh, I didn't even bring my bag tonight.
I know. I'm like, okay, well then dude, you should go.
Yeah, you should go.
You should go. That would be a no-brainer. Everybody change your vote.
Yeah. So we lost Tim and we lost Soda. And we'll be back next
I
week.
I like Soda, but she would have yeah. been a contender.
She would have. She could have been a contender. But Soda was blown away that went down.
I know, it was.
It was fun, though.
It was fun.
So another good episode of Survivor. Beautiful blindside. We will be back next week. More Amazing Race, more Survivor, and who the hell knows what else.
Who the hell knows what else.
We will see you next week.
Bye.